Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 346 for Tuesday, April 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Tuesday as losses in the Chicago soy complex and a stronger Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was down by $4 to $6, the May contract down $5.70 at $473.90 per ton. The loonie, it was up by more than 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart, trading back above 78 U.S. cents. That firmer currency cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive to global buyers. Losses in Malaysian palm oil overnight and Chicago soy oil futures contributed to the soft tone in canola, although soybeans were up on the day. A lack of aggressive selling pressure did temper the declines to some extent as well, and scale-down exporter and domestic crusher demand also provided some support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all ended higher. Soybeans up 6 to 8 cents. The May contract up 8 at $9.36 per bushel. The monthly USDA supply-demand data released earlier in the day was largely neutral as far as beans were concerned, with U.S. soybean ending stocks in line with expectations at 445 million bushels. That's down slightly from the previous month, but still well ahead of last year's level. World soybean ending stocks at 79 million tons were also right in line with trade guesses. For corn, prices were up 4 to 6 cents, the May contract up 6 at $3.63 per bushel. The USDA raised both its world and U.S. corn ending stocks forecasts, and that did cause corn to back away from earlier gains at one point. However, the numbers were still well within expectations, helping corn stay strong on the day. U.S. corn ending stocks are now forecast at 1.86 billion bushels, and the world carryout at 208.9 million tons. Wheat futures were up 3 to 7 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 5 at $4.52 per bushel, as wheat managed to see a recovery off of the one-month lows hit yesterday. The stocks data was mixed as far as wheat was concerned, with U.S. ending stocks a bit tighter than expectations at 976 million bushels, and the world carryout above average trade guesses at 239.3 million tons. In other news, the U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 56% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That was down by 3 percentage points from last week, but still ahead of last year, when 41% of the crop was in the good to excellent category at this time. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.